start with one.
Oh, God. Bam!
That sounded like the theme song from McDonald's.
No, it didn't.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Village Idiots Podcast.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
I'm Zoe.
Who is that over there?
And I'm the host, and my problem with McDonald's is the clown. And once upon a time, I went to an Easter egg hunt that was sponsored by Ronald McDonald, and I won a prize. I won something, and so they were like, now you got to go take your picture with Ronald.
Did they sing it?
And
like
I stood next to, and I was actually so scared that I stared straight down the barrel of the camera, straight faced. Everyone else who had like won prizes was all smiling, and then the picture is like clown in the middle, like kids smiling, and then me just giving like a 1,000-yard
stare,
like war veteran stare.
Yeah, that's gonna be one
of
those.
And I was like 8 years old, and I was petrified. And my name is
picture?
And my name is Zoe.
Okay, remind me. Remind me in the future. We're gonna do an episode.
I have more clown stories.
Where I have like chosen ahead of time 8 topics on a little piece of paper in a hat, and I'm gonna take it out and I'm gonna read it, and you're gonna go for 30 minutes on that topic.
I could.
You could do anything.
You know that I could.
Like literally any topic
you know
I could think of.
Oh yeah. I can ramble. And
she's
that's
pretty
why
quick with it. Yeah.
I feel
Zamboni.
I feel bad sometimes because I feel like I overrun.
It's clean.
There's that one, like horror movie that someone gets murderized in.
Zamboni.
I think about
Are you serious?
Go. Yeah. Zamboni. Go.
Oh, about Zambonis? Okay. So when I the first time I saw one on like driving on an ice rink, I
literally made that up. And
absolutely,
then she's just gonna go.
I was enthralled, and I sucked at ice skating.
Vocabulary of this one.
And I remember
she's looking pretty haggard.
But I was trying to like skate. I was trying to skate, and I kept falling. And I was like kind of collecting myself, and I looked up, and I see this kid like skating really fast right towards me.
Oh God!
And it freaked me out so bad.
Like you have a lot of traumatic experience.
My heart jumped, but I felt bad after the fact because this kid was so ugly.
What?
that is what made my heart jump. Just the fact that he was really ugly and skinny.
So,
I was going to ask if she has any experiences that aren't traumatic. And then I thought, you know,
no,
that's
like,
what
yeah,
makes
every,
the podcast
every time.
Happen.
Just in the middle of the ice.
That reminds me. I was just at Sam's Club with Harry and the boys. And they have the little like self-cleaning like
Zamboni?
Yeah, basically. And it had a license plate that said its name was Sammy.
Zamboni.
Yeah, and he was like moving around, and we were in one of the aisles, and it turned towards us, and we're like, oh,
are
God.
Are you texting me?
And it followed us.
No.
Okay, good.
It literally followed us like out and then like turned again towards us.
It
and we're
gained
like,
sentience.
Oh, God. I know, it was going to kill us.
No, it. You said its name, and it knew that you were its new master.
It said, dirty, no. Must clean.
Zamboni
it
queen.
Saw the children and it hungered.
Oh. All right.
It was like that little guy from WALL-E.
Also, hi, I'm Abby.
Hi. Wow. Who, Zoe, finish your intro. Go.
And Rachel's texting me.
Okay, good. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby. What do you do?
Coffee. Alcohol. Sandwich.
Can you do it?
Was the fajita sandwich good?
Who said
yes,
that?
I really
liked it. It looked great, and I saw good photos.
It was a little spicy. I liked
was that you with the photos?
I liked
yes.
Spice.
With your phone?
Yes.
Who are you?
That's a good question.
Mr. Smee.
Bree's
well,
joining
why
us.
Why do you say it like
Bree.
That?
Bree's joining us, and I'm Greg, and I'm the host.
Greg,
introduce yourself.
I'm Bree, and
that.
I'm the cheese.
Yeah. I'm Greg, and I'm the host.
Greg make book.
But
Greg make book.
What?
Greg write book.
How many books have you written, Greg?
Greg new book came
36?
Out.
36?
Greg new book came out today.
30. What is book
37
called?
Book?
Book 6.
Today
of that series.
Is February 24th.
25th.
Today is February 25th.
She's in the past.
And Greg's new book came out. Go and get it.
Stains
it's
of Scarlet.
Part of his mystery series, Frank Harper Mystery.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You do know everything.
And it's based here in Tip City.
And it is based here in Tip City.
It is.
And it's got secrets and Easter eggs.
Secrets and Easter eggs.
You got to listen to the Newsmakers podcast.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
Wow. It's very exciting. Nice. A round of applause for Greg.
Wait. Hopefully that sounds good.
That's all I get.
That's all I get.
Guys, I have a conspiracy theory, and I was
hey,
about
let's
this.
Talk about conspiracy theories.
Good idea,
yes.
Greg.
I have
someone in the room.
Okay, I have a conspiracy theory about the conspiracy theories. Is that people like conspiracy theories so much that we have a different podcast where we talk about that?
That too.
All the different conspiracy theories.
Okay. You know what my favorite one though?
What is
it? The fake moon. Fake moon landing. That's what Zoe said. Zoe said
the moon is actually an egg.
That's what I believe.
Is it really?
That's just
I thought
true.
It was made out
That's
of cheese.
That's a Doctor Who episode.
Yeah. Mm. My, the best hatches. One is the, you guys know the Chuck E. Cheese one? That they like recycle their pizza
That's true.
Pieces?
No, I've
That's
never true. Heard you, that. You That's disgusting.
So when you saw that get on the Shane
Dawson
show.
Is that true?
Okay, don't.
Have you worked at Chuck E. Cheese, Zoe?
He's canceled.
So a long time ago, I was the Chuck.
She was Chuck E. Cheese.
I was Charles E. Cheese.
Charles E. Cheese. Yes. Sorry. That's his formal. That's his formal. On his driver's license.
Charles Edward Cheese is his government name. And I was government name. I was bestowed the honor of, you know, playing
this
rat. And I took it very seriously. And
Did
but
you
then
get married?
One day I was ratting around and I see this pizza being served and I was like, that slice looks familiar. And I went back to the kitchen and I realized that they had been recycling all the pieces. I was like, this goes all the way to the top.
Was so, that the company just now texting you to tell you to be quiet?
They were yes. texting you that there is a bomb in the building. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
And they're going to get me. And
it's just an eyeball.
I'm going to disappear.
I'm watching you.
I'm going to disappear because I spoke the truth and I exposed them.
What is this theory about people recycling pizza? I've never
so
heard of this.
Whenever they get like, when people
Zoe
will get
has
their
a
pizzas.
Drinking problem. Literally has a drinking problem.
She has a Coke problem.
When people yeah. will get
yeah,
their pizza.
It's all over her shirt now.
She just spilled her Coke all over her shirt.
Congratulations.
Oh, no. It's one dot.
One dot. That was my nickname in high school.
One dot. What's that mean?
I don't even know
what that
one
means.
One dot. It means I spilled one dot on myself. There's one dot.
Did that come out of the can of Coke or
yes,
your mouth?
It came out of the can.
Okay, it was her mouth. I saw it.
Do they recycle pizza at Chuck E. Cheese?
So it was just a conspiracy that like people were talking about for a bit that the pizza like doesn't ever look aligned. The
well, that they would use right pieces from people's that they didn't eat
yes.
of their
That's
pizza
disgusting.
And then put it in like warm it back up and then because none of the
line
pieces
up.
Lined up yeah or whatever.
But
yeah.
Brie and I couldn't go and investigate because our Chuck E. Cheese got shot up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, there's a drive-by shooting there. Gang-related, but like, yeah.
No
in
one was
Colombia?
Oh, yeah. God, there's oh, yeah. so many. There's
it
so
started
many.
To get really rough like right before we moved out. But
it's a good thing you moved.
I got many a story of working downtown yeah, well, you, till 2 a.m.
Yeah. After I had moved to Ohio, you moved back for a little while, right?
I did.
And
yes.
then, yeah. And then she worked downtown.
Yep.
Every time there's
a
shooting,
in Columbia?
I've
oh, yeah.
been,
oh, it's
with lots,
huge.
Yeah,
yeah,
people would shoot yeah. all the time.
Oh, oh my. And every time
it
that
used
happened,
to not be that way.
I'd lock the doors and be like, no more cookies.
You all lost your cookie privileges.
Y'all have been
I prefer
fighting
to not be shot at. That's my preference.
I think it's fun. Yeah. I tried to, one time there's this drunk
It gives you
guy,
a zest for life.
And I was trying to like bring him back to the campus. He's like, no, I'm not going. I was like, there's an active shooter. He goes, I don't care. I don't believe you. And he started walking towards where the no, shooting was. No. I was like, turn around, man.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
You had a Cookie Monster
I was
mascot costume.
I was my own conspiracy.
That's why
so
they're
I'm in
shooting
a lot of
at you. I can tell why they're shooting at you.
So we had
you were
like
a you're dressed like Elmo.
Outfit. Well, cookie it was for
monster.
The cookie shop. We had like a genuine like
Elmo
fur suit.
It was called Hot Box Cookies.
Hot Box Cookies.
It's one dot.
I saw the light leave
there's
your
a
eyes.
There's a meme of a dog that he's looking at you and he's like, and that's the exact face you're
the
making.
The side eye that I did in our TikTok. Check out our TikTok.
Do we have TikTok?
Yeah.
Do we have merch?
Do we have YouTube?
Yeah.
Do we have YouTube? Yes, we do.
Yay.
Do we have
the
sanity?
Will to live? No.
Do we have the will to live? Do we have stains on our shirts? Yes, we do.
Probably because I was in the kitchen earlier.
It's a dot.
As women
it's not a stain.
It's a dot, right. You bastard. Stop picking on me.
She's going to get you.
It's a boob dot. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, but that's where it is.
Zoe, show off your boob dot.
No.
Okay, we're talking about conspiracy theories today.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk
my
about the
favorite,
elephant in the room,
we
Princess
really...
Diana.
My favorite. Yeah, she died truth? On my birthday.
Why did you call her an elephant?
Did you
That's so rude.
Are you reincarnated Princess Diana?
She died
my
on,
favorite conspiracy
on one of my
is
birthdays.
That Princess Diana died and 97. Then Greg was born.
She was killed in 97 on my birthday.
When were you born?
Not 97. So.
Were you born in the 70s?
No.
Oh,
sadly, I'm freaking old.
Were you born
the
in
60s?
I was.
Oh, wait, no, wait.
60s,
you're close
yes.
to our
no,
parents' age then.
Yes, boomer. I'm freaking old.
You were not born
Are
in
you
the
a
60s.
Boomer?
But I'm also
wait a
no,
minute.
You're not successful.
A you can't be a boomer. You're not old enough. Yes.
You're not a
boomer.
No, I'm not a boomer. I'm not a
There's
boomer.
There's no way.
My
no.
parents are boomers.
Yes. What's a zoomer?
I don't know.
Us? Like what's Gen Z? I think it's Gen Z.
Okay, so there's boomer.
Zoomer is Gen Z.
There's Zoomer, and then there's groomer. Mm-hmm. What's a groomer?
That's illegal.
That's for another episode.
I was trying to time
that's
it.
That's for a bonus episode.
No.
Bree was drinking, and I was trying to time groomer as she had a giant
wow,
mouthful
so that I could
of
join
soda.
The dot club.
So you could
thanks.
Spray all of us.
So, one,
and
join the dot.
All
please do
be
not.
Sticky. We can
we
all
need
be sticky.
To all be a part of the dot club. Everybody.
My favorite conspiracy theory is the one about the moon landing. I think that's fascinating.
Really? Why don't you
they made
a
whole
a
movie
about
that.
They did a several. Yeah, they did. But they the whole fact that like Kubrick was involved, and then he did the whole 2001 movie, and it looks so realistic that you're like, wait a second.
And also the Red Hot Chili Peppers song, "Space may be the final frontier, but it was made in a Hollywood basement."
Exactly.
There you go. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Proof.
They told
that's
you.
Proof. Yeah. That's proof that it happened. Mm-hmm. So, do you think we've been to the moon, Zoe?
I don't think we have.
Do you think the Earth is round, Zoe?
I didn't sign up for that discussion.
Okay, never mind. She's pleading the fifth on
I'm already pushing it with this moon landing.
I'm excited to hear that they may release some information about the Kennedy assassination. That's interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Who's that?
Oh, wait, guys, do you know what the biggest...
John F. Kennedy killed in 1962? 63? When did he die?
I don't know. My nose
Dealey issues. Plaza, Dallas, Texas. 63, I think.
What were you going to say, Brie?
I don't know. I'm not that old. Sorry. Hmm.
That Neil Armstrong, well, he has, if you say it backwards, it's no, but it says alien at the end, because Neil A backwards.
Oh, alien.
So alien. That's proof right there.
That's kind of.
It's Gnorts, Mr. Alien.
Gnort, Mr. Alien.
It is. Neil Armstrong backwards is Gnorts, Mr. Alien.
Gnorts,
so that's
Mr.
How you,
alien.
That was
that's actually
first.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Gnorts means hello.
In alien.
Mm-hmm. So that's how.
So that's
how you
yeah.
Know?
That's how we know that.
And the footprints on the moon that,
are fake.
That well, they don't match the footprints on the spacesuits.
That's true.
You knew that?
I don't know.
And then
is
also the space the space
she's
rock
very serious
they
about
the
this.
Space rock they brought back. They ended up dissecting it later on, and it was just petrified wood.
Uh-oh, she's a real believer. We gotta get her.
Are you serious? Yeah,
yes.
Really?
Silence. I've done a lot of research.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were just spitballing.
No.
Here. Now you're
no,
not
I'm
making
serious.
This up.
No.
So you're saying the moon landing was fake?
Yes.
It's going in the that's going in the show notes
and
right there.
And she thinks no. The earth is no. Well,
no
that, I'm sorry.
That's
sorry, I'm
fake.
Sorry.
No, she doesn't. She,
no,
has,
no, I'm,
she doesn't really
you
think
can,
the
no,
earth
no.
is
yeah,
flat.
You can
she's been on an airplane. She's seen the curvature of the earth when she looked out the window.
You know what a good one is? You know what I thought about? So it was circulating TikTok a little while ago.
Oh, everything on TikTok's true.
Yeah,
true.
It's proven.
So with Amelia Earhart, how they never found a body or anything.
That's true.
The crabs
they were
her,
saying
right?
coconut crabs.
Yeah,
ate
yeah.
Her.
yeah.
It's the
that's what I heard. Is that
they got their revenge.
yeah. There's that one.
Revenge
and then
for what?
Existing.
Do you think people have
Amelia
been.
Amelia Earhart had crabs.
Do you think people have been abducted by aliens?
No, the crabs had.
Oh, do you think what? People have been abducted by aliens? Do you think
yes.
they're really aliens?
So I. Okay, I'm huge
you
into
should
the.
Do the. That talking thing onto the
Zoe's
air,
trying
the
to be
air.
Off the record I'm, right now.
Zoe's off the air.
Zoe,
off the record.
This is about conspiracy
theories.
It doesn't
work well on a podcast.
Yeah, you can't just mime.
She keeps saying, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment. And I'm like, what?
I am super into the missing 411
yes,
cases.
What's missing 411 cases?
Do you watch
cases?
Mr. Ballin?
No, Mr. Ballin. I watch Wendigoon.
Okay.
I love him.
He's good too.
What's no, the no, missing no. 411 cases?
Okay, so basically it's cases that
I can't understand what
ruled,
you text me. Just text me. I
they,
can't understand what you're saying.
They have ruled that they're cases where someone has died and they or like something crazy has happened and they've ruled that it like cannot be anything natural. It cannot be like an animal attack. It cannot be anything else.
Or
and
not
they have,
human, not
no.
animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what it is. And like there's this one that I think about sometimes and how it was like they found this guy, well, part of him. They found like a pair of pants and his legs were in it. And like they never found the other part, like and then his feet were
just
in the shoes
pants?
And everything. Yeah, like his lower torso. And there's like a different one with like, and I have no idea
he
how that happened.
Leg day.
So, yeah.
Well, there's been like stories too of like kids
being just
getting lost,
yeah.
but then like showing up somewhere in yep. an amount of time that it would not have been possible for them to.
Have you seen? Walk. Have you seen that map of all the missing
saved by
missing persons? All the people yes, that yeah, are, and then all, the and then the cave system it of could the, be the United government. States, and it's like they're like
it could
the same.
Be the government. Yeah. I could see it.
I mean, it could be you know a little too much.
I believe you in get some kind all of interdimensional portal. I believe in some kind of like
oh, I believe in portals, 100%.
Especially like the out, you know, the
it's a great game,
the Appalachian Mountains and everything, the people that go missing.
Oh, it's
there,
weird.
And the Appalachian, yeah, those yeah. It's just too weird. And when I was younger, I wrote a really long short story about this girl who goes through a portal in the woods.
And she meets Ronald McDonald.
And she finds basically this lost other world. Nice. And basically what I'm, long story short, I'm a better writer than Greg. And
with the added
oh meter. My God. But this, yeah, anyways.
Okay, I'm a more prolific
shots
writer
fired.
Than you. I've written more than you have.
Guys, this is not
how
the
many
Greg versus
how many
Zoe.
Followers do
quantity,
you have?
Quantity.
Guys,
quantity
you're both
versus
pretty.
Quality.
You're both pretty.
How many followers do you have on medium.com?
I have a lot of followers on large.com.
Oh, you're funny.
You're but funny. Yeah, no, I fully, I could see portals being real.
And I believe
like
that's how Bigfoot gets around.
That would make sense. If anything, if so is he like either that or if he was being caves, it would. It's either one of those. Like, there's no.
I don't think we know everything, and I think that's the thing. Is that I think people should be open to thinking about
the bloop?
Other stuff.
Be open to me.
The bloop.
I love the bloop.
What's a bloop?
Well, it was an underwater very loud underwater noise that was recorded, and they thought it had organic origin, so like it was from something living,
but
it would
Earth.
Have had to have been something. They concluded it was probably like an ice shelf, a continental ice
still
shelf.
Though,
that
oh,
like
wait, I gotta play it.
But magma. Yeah, it was magma.
Or hold something, on, but it. They if it was a creature that made the sound, it would have had to have been bigger than anything known.
Oh my God!
Just because
commercial.
Of the
bloop.
I'll play it.
Yeah.
What's the bloop?
It's a very it's loud, weird. Scary underwater. Is that
looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enselin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts.
A makeup technique? Okay, that's genuinely creepy. Right into the microphone, too. Is this AMSR?
AMSR. Yeah, ASMR? But it was like a really weird, like super deep.
Explain that one.
It's Leviathan. I think it, do we believe in Megs, yes or no?
Yes.
What's
I
a Meg?
A megalodon.
So
if,
I like
if
the whole.
Still alive.
We have no idea like what's in the ocean.
I
we
believe
don't
in Megan, the little robot lady girl that dances.
So I have thalassophobia, which is the.
You have what? Flaccid phobia? I also have flaccid phobia, yes.
I'm
I am
scared
afraid
of
things that are
of
things that are flaccid. Yes.
It starts with a T. It's thalassophobia. It's the fear of deep dark water and like kind of the unknown
yeah,
of the ocean.
That's creepy.
But at the
I
same
think
time,
everybody has flaccid phobia.
At the same time, it
you can leave that in,
me.
Zoe. You can leave that in,
guys. It fascinates me and scares me at the same time. So, like the Mariana Trench, that being the at least what we know of the deepest point. In the earth.
I think most people are scared
miles,
of deep water. Yeah.
7 miles
yes.
underwater.
Yeah.
Like I like the idea of scuba diving and snorkeling.
Our dad's a scuba master.
When you snorkel, you're like going along the surface and then you look straight down.
Oh, he cave
dived.
He did a cave dive.
And that's creepy. I'm sorry. If you're on the surface, it's great, right? And then you look under the water and you can't see anything, that's fine. But then when you look down and there's hundreds of feet of like...
Yeah, that's... The fact... So what happens with me is like if I know I'm in deep water, I just think of all of that space under me. And yeah, so that's what freaks me out. Zoe's holding a pillow.
Well, because pillow.
Are you okay, Zoe?
Well, in all the shark movies, and they're swimming, and then the shark comes up from underneath because they're down there. And also, I think maybe mermaids were real.
This is good.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I liked Ariel.
And I'm really scared of cave diving. And
that's what our dad used to do.
Yeah.
Well, on Instagram, I keep getting all these videos.
Do you want to hit the mic even more?
I get all these videos of like underwater cave divers and cavers now because I don't know why. I guess it's some kind of trend, but it really, really freaks me out.
I don't like
well, you
any
probably,
of that kind
if you
of stuff.
Linger, if you linger on a video about that, it probably registers that as, okay, show her more of those.
Yeah, the algorithm.
linger by the cranberries.
So they've been
I don't like that guy, Algorithm. Do you know him? I don't like that guy.
I know Weird Al.
I don't like Algorithm at all because mine is always my TikTok. The amount of times I've been on there and it just shows me a dead body is not okay.
Guys,
what?
Yeah, 100%. I get like actual crime scenes.
That's your own fault. That's your algorithm.
It's gotta be.
I do watch like police body cam and stuff I like love that police for fun cams. Sometimes.
You guys
Anyways,
are weird.
I go to sleep true watching crime. Them.
I like true crime.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Wait.
Guys, I believe in Leviathan. Thank you.
Hold on. When we were talking about Al Gore, I have a joke.
Oh no.
What do you call a thing in your mouth that has started to decay and you need it to come out?
Nosferatu.
What? An inconvenient tooth.
I get that joke.
Okay.
Hopefully we find out some more stuff about Kennedy, though, if they release the information about
Yeah, I need that information like I need a hole in the head.
You know the last thing to go through his mind?
A bullet.
You're funny.
That's a Lincoln joke, too. That's funny. What's the last thing Lincoln...
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
No.
I don't know.
There's some weird things that happened about 9/11.
I think there was explosions. Like, I genuinely think that they had bombs.
You think that there's no way that they demolished?
Well, there's never been another building. Two buildings go down and never happened before and never happened since. Isn't that weird?
I think it was orchestrated by TSA so that they could expand their freaking apartments and make everybody suffer.
There was no TSA before that.
They make me suffer.
They make me
suffer. I hate TSA.
They started the TSA after that because of that.
They wanted to just control people.
But isn't that weird?
They wanted to pat me down.
That they had the Patriot Act ready to go. This is 2001. This is before any of you were even born.
I was in first grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're that old.
Yes,
you don't look
that old.
I literally was born the month after.
I was born in 2000.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know how old you are.
Hello.
And you know where I live.
I had to do math.
No, I'm just kidding. I was not.
9/11 was scary. I took the...
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Day off of work to go home and write, and I
I'm sorry, you were scared.
And I went home to write on my book. The Blackbird, the serial killer book. I took the day off, and then so this is before like people had TVs in their offices, so people started calling me, like, "What's going on? What's going on?" I'm like, "What?"
You had all the answers
because I wasn't watching TV because I didn't know. But this was in D.C. We were in D.C.
You were? Oh, yeah. Wow!
Yeah, but not so near anything.
But
yeah, like I mean, that's the Pentagon wasn't too far from where I worked, but I wasn't in the office that day. And it was genuinely scary when the second plane hit the second tower and you're like, okay, this is a thing that's happening.
Yeah. What's funny is I was alive for it, but I had no idea what was going on because at my school, there were some schools where they wheeled in the TV and they showed the kids what was going on. I was in first grade and they didn't know. I don't think for young kids that was right, but they didn't do that at my school, thankfully. My parents didn't tell me anything. I only found out like years and years later what happened that day. But all I knew was I was upset because like my plans to go to a friend's house or something were canceled. And I was like, why?
I want to go. No. Thousands of people are dead. Who cares? I can't go play.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of weird. They've tried to like do flight sims and stuff for it, but like the way that the buildings fell just doesn't make sense. Like unless
so you're
going,
you're leaning towards like
I think there's explosions.
Demolition or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I also feel really bad for the families. I'm not trying.
Oh
to be
yeah. No. No.
Like,
it's not.
No.
Like,
no. I'm just putting
like,
that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like genuinely,
read,
that
read
sucks.
My book, The 9/11 Machine. I wrote a book about
I saw that on the shelf there. What is that about?
I was so intrigued about the whole conspiracy theories things that I went back and that book's about a guy who goes back in time and tries to stop it from happening.
Oh.
And he keeps making it worse. So it keeps getting worse.
Were you inspired by Back to the Future?
Not at what? Who's that?
Have you seen?
Never heard of that.
You might like
Who's that?
That's a great one. But
sometimes I have a clock tower.
Spoiler: you're not going to read my book. Spoiler: we're living in the result of his work,
mistakes,
trying to make it happen.
Okay. Have you ever seen the show Travelers?
Yes, I love that.
I love that. Did they discontinue
a great
it?
Show. Yeah, they did.
That
it was
made
Canadian.
Me so mad. Yeah.
That's the first problem. It was Canadian.
first real thing you've said.
There's some of us here.
Yeah, and our family watches this.
That's
Canada.
A great show. But the weirdest
thing.
We
do have watchers in Canada.
Yeah.
Mm. Shout out.
The weirdest thing about 9/11 was that the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, it hit the only part of the Pentagon that they had just spent a whole bunch of money redoing to strengthen it against attack.
I didn't know
and
that.
And it hit in the right.
I did not know.
So like where they would have known.
And that wedge is right where the plane hit. Or if they had hit any other place on the Pentagon that day, it would have destroyed the whole building.
That is very interesting. Also, I think the story where the one plane that was taken down by the people that were on the plane that was headed somewhere, they weren't for sure where it was headed.
Flight 11.
Yes, that's a very sad story, but also very like heroic.
Oh yeah, they do not get enough recognition.
Yeah, because they downed the plane while they were on it, so that it wouldn't reach.
But normally the phones don't work at that altitude. And for some reason, they did that day on that plane.
Oh, really? Wow. Greg knows a lot about this.
Yeah, see, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. And the phone calls normally don't connect, but they did that day. And it got delayed. It should have taken off like a half an hour earlier than it did, but because it got delayed, there was time for people to call their loved ones and tell them what was happening, and then that's how they figured it out, supposedly.
Wow.
Or it got shot down by a plane, by a F-16. We don't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you said F-16. Sorry, I love B-2s. I'm a stealth bomber person.
A B-2?
Yeah, stealth bombers. They look like angry Doritos.
BB-8. I love BB-8.
Angry Sky Doritos.
Angry Sky Doritos. That's a sticker.
Burnt Sky Doritos.
No, I love them. That's a sticker. You used to see them all the time because you were in Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had the bases nearby.
Oh, hi, Zoe.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Conspiracy.
My existence.
I would say Abby, for sure.
Abby exists.
Sure. Yeah.
No, Abby's more on the cryptid scale
of
things.
Like, what, she wasn't she? Like, there are people who say they've never met her, and then people who say they know her well. So,
What are the chances that all four of us exist on this plane of existence and all happen to be in this room at the same time?
You're doing that whole thing like where it's like, what if this is a coma and it's in my head?
That's fine. The lamp starts to look weird.
Yeah.
I love lamp. One out of 4 billion, and the stars aligned.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Zoe, you're referencing that one kid who was in a coma, I think after like a football accident or something like that. Mm-hmm. And in his coma, he lived like 10 years of his life. He got married, had kids, all with these people that didn't actually exist. And then the lamp started to look weird and it got bigger and then it was upside down. And then that's what snapped him back into reality. And he was mourning the loss of people that didn't exist, like his entire family.
There's
like
a Star Trek episode of that.
Crazy.
Where he lives his whole life and then...
Dewey Decimal System? No. Sorry.
How do we feel about the MK Ultra?
I know nothing about it. Tell me about MK Ultra.
That's like the whole... Well, what Stranger Things is based off of.
Is it? I haven't seen that. Is that good?
Oh, wait.
It is. I love Stranger Things.
So, neither of them know.
Zoe, but have I seen Stranger Things?
No, you have not.
She's correct. Should. See, it's creepy. She knows these things.
She has ESPN.
MK Ultra was kind of where they were testing...
I love that channel.
Was it where they were testing
psychic
LSD
powers?
And stuff on
so
people?
So they actually, and against people, well, it was
allegedly.
Not consensual. Well,
no.
They were testing psychedelic drugs on people and the effects of them.
Yes.
And actually
to
on
see if they
like,
could get
superpowers.
Them. Yes.
Human,
they were
like,
genuinely trying to get them to have
and
powers.
Stuff like that, yeah.
And people, some people think that like it actually did work. And that it because it, like the way that they scrapped it is
winter
crazy.
The Winter Soldier's real.
The Winter
Soldier's
real.
She said the Winter Soldier. How do I get in contact?
Sebastian Stan is real.
How do I get
I
him in
that.
Contact?
He's an attractive man.
I mean, love Sebastian.
He's an attractive man.
Yes,
did you see the movie where he played Tommy Lee?
Yes, I did.
I like
you
that
can hear
one
the
lot.
Train in the.
You know what's
you
a good? He was
that's a real train, folks. Just so you think
we
you
are on the train
that.
Tracks currently tied up. Help.
We are not.
Oh, how do you guys feel about Bohemian Grove, too?
I'm a fan with that. I think so. There should be somebody in charge who's making all the decisions.
I think Bohemian Rhapsody is probably one of the best
that's
songs
a great
ever
song.
Written.
Galileo. Yeah.
Galileo.
Galileo Figaro.
That is not. Did you see that they released pictures? Someone went in there?
Yeah.
And took pictures of it. Do you know what Bohemian Grove is?
No.
Allegedly, this is all like
it's all the rich people getting together and making all the decisions.
It's kind of like shadow government, sort of
in California.
I believe
it's this big.
It's got weird, like big owl statues.
Hello,
Alexa, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I heard a voice.
Oh my God.
I'm going to get killed, dude.
Oh my God, Alexa here to talk.
Alexa, cancel.
She said, sorry, didn't get that. The government, because we're talking about conspiracy theories.
Oh my God.
It
did
triggered
somebody
Alexa.
Say something?
I don't believe that anything I said, Alexa. My IQ is 2 and I know
she's
nothing.
She's saying allegedly.
I'm not a threat.
Zoe just got a text of an eyeball.
Stop, that's not funny.
I know where you are.
This is freaking real.
What's it say? I know where you are.
Let's end the episode.
No, Alexa said, sorry, I didn't get that.
What other conspiracies do you want to talk about, Abby?
God, there's so many.
We should do a show about this where we talk about one every episode, and then Bree can go on and on and on about Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, yeah.
I like them.
So, do we believe
feet?
In cryptids?
Okay, sorry.
Oh my God.
She likes them big, hairy feet.
Oh my God.
Zoe made that the face I made.
That was an impulsive outburst, and it's not true.
What Continue. Was I saying? I don't know. Do we believe in cryptids?
Yes. I think there's stuff out there we don't know about. Obviously. That's why when people talk about religion, I'm like, I don't know.
And then people who talk about that, they don't think anything exists. It's like, well, like how can
like
you
poltergeists
know?
Yeah, like, and stuff like that? Like how do you know?
No, I know ghosts. There's no way. I have experienced too damn much. Yeah. And I like will go back and try to like
debunk.
Yeah, 100%. I'll go back and I'll try to think about
Mythbusters.
It. And that's why I used to go to a bunch of
abandoned
Mythbusters places.
Mythbusters is a great show.
It is.
Because like I really didn't like every time it would happen, I would be like, I just don't believe it. Like, I don't know. So
your mind tries to rationalize.
Yes. And I like even when I was in the abandoned asylum, like I didn't like it.
Were you checked
in
on your own accord, or did they take you there against your will? Like Kate Moss,
it was abandoned. It doesn't exist anymore.
Eat this sandwich. Do it
in Marshall, Missouri.
Have you guys heard of the field?
Which field?
The field.
A field of red.
No.
No,
but
I was
thank
trying
you.
To
by Greg Ensslin. By today.
No, I've read a couple books on this field theory. It's just fascinating. Zoe,
mm-hmm. I'm listening.
That there, it's like the force.
Okay.
There's a theory now that there's this underconnecting energy field that connects everything.
Well, that's the whole dark matter, dark
yeah,
energy.
It comes from dark matter, and it's called the zero point field, and it's a theoretical field of energy that underlies everything, and everything is connected to it.
I believe that.
I do. Yeah.
I believe.
Fair.
I mean,
yeah.
It's so easy to believe that there's like a blanket of energy that circulates everything and runs through everything. And
well, on a molecular level, everything like the way
vibrates
molecule,
together.
Yeah. Like and so like actually sound waves do have effect on things. And I know some people are like, oh, it's weird if you certain sound frequencies they say like help with healing, that kind of thing. That's actually a scientific thing. It's not just weird like
no these people I've read a couple books on this and they were trying to prove prayer whether or not it was actually a thing or not like positive energy
like
and manifesting
like
manifesting positive energy and they did like a study of AIDS patients have you heard about this
I have
and they had like 12 of them and 6 of them they prayed for and 6 they didn't and they had 6 people they had people all over the world praying for these 6 people and those 6 people survived and the other 6 people passed away
I mean I
could see
100%
and
they had different people praying like of all the different religions and then they had some people that weren't religious but were just like
that's
have
cool,
this
though.
Person
thoughts
in your thoughts and prayers exactly and you're like
that's very interesting
but what if that is an actual thing like what if
I
you do what like, if and what if that's why religion is popular is because somebody stumbled upon
results.
This at some point.
Yeah. Well, you know about I think most people have seen the speaking words and then the water that creates shapes or sand or whatever it is and you know this
what is that? I don't know that.
So like sound vibrations you're talking about
can like shape the vibrations.
Yeah, like the vibration of your voice. Yeah, yeah.
And it, like with certain words and things too. So the word angry will create a pattern that's kind of like uneven and
sharp
and
ugly.
Sharp,
really?
Yeah. And then
same
you
with snowflakes.
Speak positive words like you speak it into water, sand or I forget what it was, but it would create like beautiful kind of symmetrical shapes.
Yeah.
And like there's videos online of this. So I think that words just inherently hold power and
I think
that kind of like translates into the energy like you know, not to get too like
metaphysical. That's kind of the that's kind of the episode title here. This is what we're going for.
Yeah.
But if you think positive thoughts about somebody, Do you think that helps? Or think that,
oh, I think so.
Do you think if you have an angry thought about people, then something that bad happens to them, then you're like...
I'm not sure. I know it affects... Words. I think it's more
sometimes
inward.
I wish. No, just kidding.
But you know how churches will do like kidding. A prayer prayer chain where they're like, let's get 100 people to think positive thoughts about this person who has cancer.
Yeah.
And then they die. Then you're like, well, that didn't
then
work.
Then that's the other part of it is, then it can be a letdown if you do...
It also depends on the person's mindset to themselves.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Because if they're not believing,
there's only so much that, like, I feel like it's more
into the you just didn't believe.
Right? No. I don't want to go there.
And that's the religion thing where you're like, you didn't believe it. So it didn't work.
Yeah, your faith wasn't strong enough. Like you hear that 100 times.
Yeah, I hate that.
I don't like that, but I like the idea of an energy field that connects everything.
Yes.
And they used in the book, they used it to explain a bunch of different metaphysical things that happen. Like if something really horrible happens in a specific location, it makes some kind of imprint of energy that on
like
that space.
Haunted is like a time.
Like, so like if you take somebody to a location where a whole bunch of people got killed,
you can
almost
feel it.
And you don't tell them about it, and then they're like, "This place has a really weird energy."
It's heavy. Some people are more in tune with that energy.
What is that energy that you're sensing? Unless it's something that
is like an imprint.
Exists. Yeah, exactly.
Again, I have a story.
Can I just say
Go ahead.
What's our time though? Because I have to edit this episode.
Don't tell your story about the barn again.
We're getting into this. So that it goes back to the whole like dark energy, the stuff that like the matter, the weight of the universe or something like that, is way heavier than what we can actually see. Like, like the mass of it or whatever. Yeah. It's like there's stuff we can't see that's being factored into that. And that's actually most of what accounts for the mass.
You
the
should read this,
that
the book,
we can't
the field.
Detect
it's
or see.
Fascinating. Yeah. They've been working on this for a while, and everybody who is talking about this has been like shunned by the scientific community because but I mean, if it's something that explains like poltergeist or if it explains angels or explains any of this kind of stuff, then people are like, eh, whatever, that can't possibly be real. But I think it's fascinating.
The
thing that I was going
like
to
say. Like if I blindfold you and I take you into a place where something horrible happened.
That's what I was going to say.
And
is
you
I,
don't
yeah.
sense it, then does that mean it doesn't happen? Or does that mean you're not
people,
like aligned in the right way?
Some people are definitely more in touch with it, that's for sure. Yeah.
I think we sort of mentioned this in a previous episode where, because Abby would say that like there's a lot of times you would see things.
Yes,
and for me
I
it was more like I've never seen anything, but I have very strong, like
feeling.
I get very affected.
I get that. Yeah. To,
by my environment,
but if we're all in this field together, then your brain waves are affecting me because you're affecting the field, and then it's manifesting over here, and then it's affecting me. So they think it could explain some of the things.
I'm exploding, Greg, with my mind.
like when you're in a party and the music is really loud and you can't possibly know this, but you turn around because somebody's staring at you and you look right at them
it.
And they're looking right. How do you? You can feel it, but you can feel
like
it. But how do you feel
the hairs that stand
sixth
up on the
sense
back
on the back of your neck? Yeah. Or like the way women have. I feel like women have like an innate ability to like women's intuition where they can just
feel
sense,
a predator.
Oh my God. Yeah. That guy's a creep.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know? You know, I mean, you know, but it would make sense from an evolutionary standpoint that especially women would be able to detect nefarious thoughts
intentions
and avoid it.
Yeah.
Because there's an evolutionary reason to run away.
Well, I've got to
run away. That guy's dressed like a rat. I'm going that way.
Oh, God. I have a crazy story, though, not about Rat Man. but I went to Hocking for my birthday 3 years ago.
Hocking Hills?
Hocking Hills, Ohio. And I was with two other people. And we went to a ghost tour in the Hocking area. Mm-hmm. And as we were
leaving...
Zoe's
holding the pillow tightly.
Will you stop?
As we were leaving, we all had like a feeling. But like I have a rule that like don't express said feeling until you get back to safety. Yeah. So like I looked at the two of them and they looked at me like immediately at the same second. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hold it. Don't say anything. We're going to get home and we're all going to go write it in different corners. and see if we like we're gonna go write it in different corners. I was gonna draw a picture.
Write down your feelings
of what you thought.
Happened. And so we did that. We all went in different corners, and like we genuinely felt the exact same thing. And the thing is, so there's a little history, I guess, behind. We were staying in Nelsonville, which is right nearby, and we all felt like this really, really dark, heavy. I felt like it had to be something, unfortunately, to do with racism. And I really strongly felt that. And if you look it up, one of the like grandmasters had lived there. And that's crazy. Cause first of all, all of us were said the same thing. And then
and
if you
made
look
the connection.
It up,
and
it
you
was
made the
there.
Connection.
It was there.
I get a weird feeling sometimes when I go in the church.
Some churches, there's some churches.
But I don't know if it's the way the building is built that it reflects the noise back to me, or if it's
the acoustics.
You know what I mean? The
acoustics,
or if it's you get in there. But I feel like if you took somebody to some place where somebody had been murdered, I don't think everybody would pick up on that.
No,
I think that's something you have to be.
Yeah. No, I've definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is kind of going back to the whole how sounds and things affect. And like the intentions behind the sound can affect the matter around them. There was an experiment with plants that they would play like classical, very peaceful music.
Yes, yeah.
And the plants grew well and they thrived. And then there was one where it was heavy metal or
Metallica.
And very angry, kind of derogatory sort of words, and the plants died.
What's the name of that
band? But everything else
that you
was
like?
The same.
Shut
everything.
It down.
Set it off.
Set it
they're
off.
Not metal.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Is that what it's called?
No, that's like the opposite. Set it off.
Set
shut
it off.
Down.
Set it off. Killed my plant.
Okay.
Just put that
no,
on there.
I am now officially Set It Off's top fan, one you of their are, top fans on aww. Facebook.
You are now thank officially.
It took you long enough.
I'm officially in love with Set It Off.
Aww.
But the field is fascinating.
It's
I love that kind
years.
Of
plant.
He's Robert old.
Plant. Not that old.
No, she has a plant and his name is Robert. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Good. No? Okay.
No,
good.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lot of really good conspiracy theorizing there. I really
I've got
like
so
that.
Many more.
We should come back and do more at some other point.
We should do a part two.
Without Zoe.
Oh, no. What? Zoe's the best.
And we'll do a different show. And then Zoe can pop
so
in.
Mean.
No, you're going to do a conspiracy theory show, the two of you, and then Zoe and I will guest in once in a while.
I thought you were firing her.
And then Zoe will be
I thought I was too. I was like, not
she's
again.
Like PTSD.
Zoe listens to the whole episode and then she just does a thumbs up or thumbs down.
That's yeah.
That I believe
and
that conspiracy theory.
If it's thumbs
theory,
down, we die because that's like the gladiator.
Yes.
We get to the end.
I love that show. I love.
We get
show.
To the end and we're like, okay, Zoe's verdict on the Sasquatch: yes or no?
I believe in the Sasquatch.
And there you go.
All right. Well, that was a good one.
That was an awesome episode. Well, thank you everybody for joining us on the. Village Idiots. What a great show this is. I'm very excited about that.
Sorry.
And we're doing ARSM.
Oh, I got a good cryptid noise when you roll the credits.
S&M.
Oh, do your credit. Do your
BDS.
Well, you got to roll the credits.
Do your credit. Do your noise first, and then I'll do the credits.
Ouch. No, we need a warning.
That hurt.
My earballs.
We need a warning for this.
There you go.
My earballs hurt.
Okay, what's happening?
Is that a plane?
Thank you everybody for joining us.
I thought it was a plane. I'm sorry.
We'll see you later.
Oh my gosh.